Blog Talk. Happy Sabbath and welcome to I'm With Stupid. I'm one of your hosts, Matt Mann, emanating live from the Palatial Digs in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting right next to me, as always, a mere 664 miles to my west-southwest, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm not doing too badly, Jay. And yourself?
I'm doing great. We have a little bit of... Are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Okay. All right. Summer's trying to hang on here. It is. Temperature's already into the 80s today. But other than that, doing great.
Yeah, we're supposed to hit a predicted high of 87 today. And I guess things are really hot down in Arkansas after that big win for the Razorbacks over the Texas A&M Aggies.
It was pretty exciting. Looked like they were going to give it away there late. I do not know what's happened to the offense. It is offensive, actually, to watch them. But they hung on, made the plays late, and hey, looked like the Fighting Irish have got their act together now.
The Fighting Irish are now 3-3, and they've got three cupcakes in a row. So in 3 weeks or so, they could be actually 6-3, which that'd be good.
Just going to roll right along all the way to that Independence Bowl down in Shreveport.
That's right. Maybe we'll play Southern Mississippi or Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Hey, Arkansas Pine Bluff, they run that spread. You got to watch out.
That's right. They're sneaky, just like Troy State.
I joke, but it actually may be Arkansas that ends up there. And also at 6-6. So we got a big show.
We do. We have a ginormous show. A couple things before we get started. Just to let everyone know and to reiterate in a way, we do have a website for I'm With Stupid, and that would be imwithstupidradio1.blogspot.com. And, of course, you can find I'm With Stupid on Facebook. And we hope you would all friend us and like us and all that happy crap.
And tell all your friends to friend us.
Exactly.
And all your enemies and everybody else. Except family members, I guess, for some of you.
Before we get into...
People.
I know. We're huge.
Exactly. We're as big as Kathleen Parker and Elliot Spitzer.
Actually, we're bigger than me because 81 is more friends than I have on Facebook personally. Before we get into the thick of things, I think there was something you wanted to get off your manly chest there, Jay, about something you said about a certain someone last week, so... I think maybe we ought to get into it right there.
Well, we wanted to do an early shout-out, right? Is that what you're talking about here? Oh, no, wait, okay. I've got the outline here, don't worry. So we have a little an apology. We're going to send out an apology, an official I'm With Stupid apology to Carmen Electra. Last week I said that I thought she was Hispanic. She's not. In fact, she is Irish, German, and Cherokee Indian. And, you know, that's a lot of oppression and sadness wrapped up there. And I didn't want to add to it because I'm a big fan. And we're a stickler for the facts here. We don't make shit up. And
no.
When we do, we come back and correct it.
Especially when the chick is smoking hot.
Exactly. So shout out to Carmen, and give us a call sometime, babe.
And when we get into it, you guys can give us a call as well at 661-244-9852. And I'm hoping that someone that many of you have come to know and love and or hate on my website this week, Bagwine Ruminations, the irrepressible and lovely Snugs. We wanted to give
shout
her a
out
shout
to
out.
Snugs.
There you go. Snugs.
Hell yeah.
She was wordy, she was verbose, and she was more than entertaining this week on my website. She called her I'm with stupid buddy Dana a whore, called me sloppy seconds, called Schmoop a drunk and a woman who is saddened when she misses out on a three-way. And while that may be true, it was her tone that really pissed me off and made me laugh. Snugs is a one-woman freak show, but she is entertaining. She's kind of like Ann Coulter, only not with the same charming qualities and beauty.
Exactly.
So,
and we know
want
she's
to give her a shout-out.
We know she's listening because she's just that type. She can't resist.
Yeah, because that's what she does.
Exactly.
She's the shadow that you see in between two rocks alongside of the road. She's always there.
Exactly. So, shout out to Snugs. Maybe she'll call.
Yep.
You never know.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. And the last little administrative item we wanted to take care of, I wanted to mention that I got an anonymous troll comment on my blog earlier this week, my blog being Cynical Bastard. And normally I leave those up because they're entertaining and gives people somebody to laugh at. But in addition to telling me that I'm disgusting and all the other usual stuff that these people do, they decided to go with a little anti-Semitic blast. And so I took it down. I deleted the comment because of that, because that's just completely uncalled for. And I just wanted to tell Rick Sanchez to quit commenting anonymously on my blog. It's totally unnecessary, dude. You know, you don't work for CNN anymore. Just come on and put your name on it. Your next job is probably going to be on internet radio late night from your basement screaming about the great Jewish conspiracy.
Since he's free and neither you or I are Jewish, maybe he would consider come being our producer or something, or be an on-the-spot reporter.
Yes, he could. He could just do weekly updates on.
Yeah.
On
he could go taser
how the Jews
himself.
Secretly control everything. That would be good, great radio right there.
It would. Although I think the sight of someone being tasered loses a little over the radio.
Well, I think we can still enjoy his screaming and hear him flopping around on the floor and all of that.
And I'll tell you what, our topic this week, and maybe we should get into it. We kicked around the idea. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I said, why not? Let's go right into it.
No, the topic is not Smoker's Hack, which I just did. Our topic this week is we're kicking around the idea of dating disasters and whatnot. And speaking of Rick Sanchez and anti-Semitism, it came upon me that actually 1970 years ago, I think the worst dating disaster of ever of all time happened, Jay.
You think so?
I think so.
And
I think
that would
well,
be
that would be the Last Supper.
It certainly was disastrous, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's Thursday night. Old Jesus is looking for some quality time with Mary Magdalene. I mean, this goes back to your post and all that as well, so it's it all intertwines.
Who's tapping that?
Yeah, I mean, the dude, well, you know, he's looking to wash her feet because, well, he had a foot fetish. And on top of that, and everyone, he liked to wash feet so much that all his 12 apostles of questionable sexual orientation, they referred to him as the big toe. Because, as we know, 12 apostles make a feet. Where's the rim shot there, buddy?
It's your joke, your rim shot.
No, but that's what he was looking for. And so you got 12 guys and Jesus. 12 guys and Jesus sitting around the table when he's just trying to get him some. Mary Magdalene's under the table doing whatever, performing a more human type of Eucharist. And there's James the Lesser and Matthew in the corner getting drunk, playing shekels, bouncing shekels into wine glasses and stuff. And, you know, you wake up the next morning with a hangover and you get put on a cross. So I would consider that the worst date ever.
Yeah. And, you know, it starts out very promising because Thursday night is quarter shots night at Cafe Santa Fe, too. So, yeah, it's always fun time, and then look how it ends.
Well, I think he was doing Mogan David shots off of Mary Magdalene's belly. For Manischewitz.
Their man. Oh, yes. Hey, we have a caller already. Can you believe that?
Oh, you're kidding.
It is Blog Talk Radio's most flamboyant caller.
It is. Don't tell me. Is this Dour Mike?
No.
Hi, Mike.
What?
Mike, how are you today, Mike?
2 minutes late. I was trying to get in a little earlier, and you guys wouldn't stop talking. It was 2 minutes ago.
It's a talk show, Mike.
It was.
It's called friendly banter. It's called setting the mood. Which you have just now drugged down.
But
go ahead,
Paul. It was, now it's 3 minutes ago, it was 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Oh, and we totally missed it, didn't we?
We missed it. We'll have another chance tonight.
We were just blathering on and on and on, and we totally missed it.
And missed 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Exactly, and if we miss it tonight, we have to wait another 100 years.
Well, but there'll be an 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11 next year.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. I'll make a note of it.
It's only 01, 01, 01, 01, 01, 01 away.
Excellent.
And we'll go back to Mattman's worst date ever. I think that's going to turn into the never-ending story from reading everything that's going on right now.
What are you talking about, Mike?
I don't know.
Mike, you want to give a shout-out to Snugs while you're here?
If Snugs is a real person... Shout out to you, Snugs.
We're not clever enough to create that.
It's an interesting personality. So,
I can see she really thrills you, Mike.
Yeah. Hey. She can come on my blog and up my comment count, too.
She is good for that.
She definitely is good for that. I don't think I've ever
No, go ahead.
40 comments or so.
Yeah.
Somehow people just aren't that interested in 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
How's the grass growing your way there, Mike?
Got any dating disasters you want to tell us about, Mike?
I was trying to think of something, and I just couldn't come up with anything interesting.
I can't imagine.
Really?
just
everything's always just gone pretty routine, has it, Mike?
It's pretty much. Life is predictable.
It is.
You know, well, Mike, if we stay on the air for, say, a year, and you call in every day, next Christmas, we're going to put out the Best of Mike CD.
Nobody will buy it.
Oh, I think they will.
You'd be surprised.
All right. Well,
because we all like something to listen to put us to sleep.
And it can't always be the soothing voice of Morgan Freeman.
Exactly.
Sometimes it has to be Mike. Calm, soothing voice of Mike.
Don't, Jay, don't change your blog for a while. I'm still looking at that picture.
That is a hot picture.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be there till this afternoon.
What's her name,
Well,
Jay?
She'll always be there. You'll have to scroll down. Her name, I'm glad you asked that because I don't know how to pronounce it. I guess it's Moran Atius. I hate to call her Moran or Moron.
The only thing about her belly button looks funny.
I'm checking it out right now.
Well, it looks
really?
Like John Holmes. It looks like John Holmes got a hold of it and did the nasty on it. It's all stretched out and whatnot.
That would be the area somewhere between the Golan Heights and the Gaza Strip?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
It looks like you could do a little spelunking in there.
Actually, that was pretty good, Mike.
Well, give Mike one of these.
Write this day down, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Mike.
Okay.
Excellent call, as usual.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We'll catch you at 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 tonight.
All right.
Or we'll think about it.
Goodbye.
Go Cardinals.
Yeah. Next year.
All right. See, we're on a roll here.
Oh, yeah. Mike's a good guy. I like Mike.
Everybody
and
likes
you can
Mike.
Like Mike, too, if you'd like to call in at 661-244-9852. You could say how much you like Mike, what your dating disasters have been, and, as always, give Snugs a shout-out. Shout-out. I think that was Freudian.
So, Matt, have you got a dating disaster you wanted to tell all the kids about?
I do have a pretty good one that involved, I was dating my soon-to-be wife. This was probably 1986, 1987. It was like July or August of that year. We weren't married yet. We went down to Kings Island. We were going to spend the day and night down at Kings Island, which is a huge amusement park in Ohio owned by Paramount. And it was hotter than hell. It was like 95 degrees. Now, we got a hotel room, too, so we went and checked into the hotel room prior to going over to the park, and we had a cooler full of beer. We set that. It was all set. Turned the air conditioner on, had the room all nice and ready for us to get back, and then we went over to the park. And me being a roller coaster fanatic and her not so much, I talked her into getting on, I forget which one it was. I don't know if it was the Vortex. I don't know if it was built yet, but it was a huge roller coaster. And when I get on roller coasters, I like to ride in the front. I like to see that 72-degree drop and all that stuff. So after a while in the park, we got on that, and when we were done, she threw up all over in the middle of the park, and she became woozy, and she just was not herself. It was to the point where it ruined her day. So I'm taking my sick, soon-to-be wife back to the hotel room, and, you know, she can cool off. We'll have a couple of beers and all that, and we'll be good to go, you know, maybe have sex. Well, when we got to the hotel room, it's 105 in the room because Mr. Moron, being me, I didn't turn on the AC. I turned on the heat. And you look in the cooler, all the ice is melting. The beer's hot. Janet throws up all over the place again. So I'm sitting in there with a bitchy soon-to-be wife, sober, and a room that's 105 degrees.
That's a pretty crummy day right there.
Yeah, and it was an omen, too, and foreshadowing.
Yeah. I'm not a roller coaster kind of guy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am and where I used to be, but now as I've gotten to hit 45 years old, when I watch the Discovery Channel or the Learning Channel and I watch all the new technology of roller coasters on TV, I get a little creeped out when I see them just on TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I get a – Dana gets one of these for a comment in the chat room.
Yeah, I see old Dana's comment in the chat room. I can tell you another one where I drove a woman to lesbianism, just like George Costanza.
Oh, hey, we've all done that. Well, I haven't. No, I'm kidding. I think I did every time.
When I was up at Bowling Green in the early 80s, these guys I roomed with, they set me up with this chick, very hot, nice-looking girl, Irish girl, Kara Hennessy. Reddish blonde hair, beautiful body, very sweet. We were all getting together, everyone's dates and whatnot. We're hanging out in the room, drinking. I'm being my charming self. And she just seems distracted, not really paying attention to me much. We were alone for a minute. I went to the bathroom and I came back, and she's sitting in the room, drooling over this Penthouse magazine. And then we all went to the bar, we're drinking, living it up, and then she wouldn't dance with me, but she danced with some other chick and eventually left with her. So that was a good one, too.
That's, damn. I was looking for my giggity-giggity goo. Sounds like I don't have one. God damn it. Anyway. So you drove her to lesbianism, like, pretty quickly.
I think she already was.
Oh,
at least that's
sure.
What I told myself.
Exactly. To this day. Another beer. And I'm telling you, she was already a lesbian.
That's right. It wasn't my fault.
It's absolutely unacceptable.
Well, I have a rather similar situation to you and your date with your future ex-wife. When I was in college, this girl who was from Houston, Texas, she played on the soccer team, And we'll call her we'll call her Adrian.
Because that's her name.
Because that might be her name. Anyway, I had asked her out before, and she had shot me down, which, you know, happens from time to time, daily. Anyways, later, she turned around and asked me out. So I was like, sure, because, you know, what am I going to say, no? And so we went to this party. It was off-campus party, and we'd been drinking, and we're walking back to the dorm, and we're heading towards her dorm, and she grabs me by the hand, and, you know, these damn sound files, never mind. Anyway, she grabs me and pulls me into this area, this nice little dark area.
Come here. Come on.
Says that to me. And we go into this dark area near the dorm, nice and secluded, and we start making out, and then she suddenly says, wait, and she grabs me by both arms and turns to the side and pukes. And I'm sure it was all the beer she drank and not, you know, kissing me that caused that. But anyway, she throws up, it splatters on my pant leg and on my shoes. And then she coughs a couple of times, and she uses the shrubbery around there that we're hidden behind to kind of wipe her mouth off a little bit. And I'm like, oh, you're
okay?
She was a
natural girl.
Yeah. And then she leans in to resume the kissing. I'm like, whoa, you ain't that cute.
You're kidding. I would have been all over that.
No, that was just, you know...
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
For some reason, I was one of these people who thought I had standards at the time. And that was
silly.
A little... Yeah, it was still a little lucky in the moonlight. I could see it reflecting off a little bit of the puke still in the corner of her mouth, and it just... Didn't find it enticing, to be honest with you. And she did not ask me out again. In fact, she didn't talk to me again for quite a while.
I can't believe that
fault.
Since she tried to resume the kiss. She's being fickle.
I know. Exactly. Just because I didn't want to taste her puke.
Exactly. Oh, my God. See, I would have done that, too. I would have gone ahead and kissed her because... Evidently, her puke was full of alcohol, and it would have kept my buzz going.
But I think she had hot dogs before. Which I guess
I like those, too.
Hey, I drink beer with my hot dogs. Why not?
Exactly.
661-244-9852. If you have a dating disaster you'd like to tell us about, anything that might have... kind of ruined the moment, like, you know, somebody's girlfriend walking in on you.
Or if you ever went out with Snugs, because you know damn well that would have been a dating disaster.
Yeah, if you may not be able to discuss that because your therapist may not allow you to talk about it to anybody else.
Either that or she's already killed you.
And chopped your body into several pieces and buried you in various places and tossed some of you out into the ocean and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, evidently, Jay, you and I are the only ones who have had dating disasters, and I'm a little concerned because that says something about you and I.
It could be this long string of dating disasters. I could be the common denominator there. It could always come back to me. I always thought it was them. Now that
it
you mentioned
is them.
It's got to be them, right? And we have a caller.
Yay, caller.
Good morning, boys. It's Diane.
Diane.
Hola, babe.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Another Sunday morning. I'm going to try and be as titillating as Mike was.
Oh, God. Please don't say
best
that.
Best of luck to you.
No, he's cute. He has a really sexy voice.
He's hot.
He does. He has a really sexy voice.
I was thinking the same thing. I just didn't want to say it publicly till now.
I know you were thinking the same thing.
So
you want
do you have
to hear
a dating
about
disaster?
One of my dates?
Oh,
yeah.
You know I do.
I not only want to hear about your dates, I want to be one.
Oh, God, baby. What would you think of that? Dana loves my accent.
I think that oh, God, baby, is going to be a sound file from now on. I think we're going to snip that. Oh, yeah.
So my bad date.
Okay.
My bad date goes back to Brooklyn, as all things do, because that is the motherland. I had just broken up with this asshat who was, I was going out with this cop for quite a while. And, of course, I discover he's married. Why the fuck I didn't realize? I mean, all married cops fuck around. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, we broke up, and I was in a really bad mood about it.
Hey, Diane, did this cop have a really, did he have a really big nightstick?
Yeah, but you know what? He didn't know how to use it. He kept fumbling with his nightstick.
Ah, okay. That's embarrassing.
He needed,
the cop doesn't know how to use
it. You know, he was like the bimbo who constantly drops the baton.
So it was,
he just
it was kind of like a case of false arrest.
Okay, go on with your story.
All right, so anyway, a girlfriend of mine decides that we need to go to this club she's discovered because it's just the best place in the world, and I'm going to meet this incredible guy there. And I should have just, I mean, she was very dizzy, and she was man-hungry, and she had just gotten divorced, and she was desperate, and why all of those things didn't clue me in, I'll never know, but I decided to go with her.
They would have clued me in.
I swear to God, it was like a scene, it was foreshadowing The Sopranos. I mean, it wasn't a strip club, it wasn't Bada Bing, but it was just this room filled with hairy men wearing suits with bulges in their pants that weren't their dicks.
Their cell phones?
It was just scary, and I don't scare easy. Anyway, I get introduced to Vinny. So first of all, I mean, the name is just so original. You know, I mean, if I ever called him in public in Brooklyn, 20 people would turn around. So I get introduced to Vinny, and he seems sweet enough. And, I mean, he's incredibly, incredibly dumb. I mean, I could tell that right away.
He was a
mimbo. Okay. I mean, you know, dumb is fine. I really just, you know, I was in one of those stages in my life where I really just want to have sex with you. I don't want to talk to you and then just leave.
I wish I had known you then.
Well, those were most of the stages of my life, Maddie, so you do know me then.
Oh,
please. It really just, you know, I mean, men are like vibrators. Plug them in, use them, and then just please leave. Anyway, I ask at some point, I don't know why I did this, because the answer wasn't going to be anything I wanted to hear, but at some point I asked Vinny what he did for a living. And I swear to you, he said he cuts mozzarella. I know that people who don't come from Brooklyn say mozzarella, and that fucking bugs me like I can't begin to tell you.
So he farts for a living.
He cuts mozzarella. And I'm trying to imagine what in the world it could possibly mean. And then it turns out that they cook in the back room for private functions, which is, you know, like Polish for celebrating after we kill someone. And he was the guy who cut the mozzarella to put in the lasagna. That's what he did for a living.
Well, a man has to have a skill, right?
A vocation.
A marketable skill.
No, not a skill. It was a vocation. I did find
There's
out later
wrong
that
with
he was
being
also,
a butcher.
He was like muscle. I mean, he did beat the shit out of people.
Well, you know, as long as he has a job, whatever keeps him off the streets.
So in the tableau of my life, he is known as Vinny, he who cuts mozzarella. And yes, I did.
I can't believe you didn't hang on to this.
I did sleep with him. I slept with him a few times.
Did he buy you dinner? Or did he make you dinner?
Did he cut my mozzarella?
Yeah. Manja.
He was all right. Having a conversation was just so incredibly hard to do. They have cordless vibrators, Dana? What the hell is wrong with me? Oh, but then you have to charge the batteries. Charging the batteries, it's the same idea. It's what I meant, really, batteries.
Hey, Diane, we're talking here. We're talking here.
I know, but that was so freaking hilarious. You guys should read your own chat room. We're fucking brilliant in that room.
Well, you know, I see where Mike says that he likes Diane a lot.
And then I'm with Stupid said, easy boy. I like Mike a lot, too. And I do
well,
turn
then you
to
and I,
Mike.
Then you and Mike could do a sequel to Meet Me in St. Louis.
Or we could do a follow-up show to your show, Diane and Mike Talk Dirty, following on with Stupid.
We
I
met
do,
on
I have
Stupid.
A filthy mouth.
You know, that would be, yeah. You know, in fact, we need to on our website, we need to be able to highlight people who met on Stupid. And, you know, went on to
bigger
things
and lesser
together.
Things.
Exactly. maybe Mike can handle his nightstick a little better than.
I bet he could. He's setting the show up.
I have no doubt.
I can already hear it, Jay. How's this feel? Does it feel good? Am I pleasuring you enough?
Oh,
baby,
good, you cut mozzarella like nobody's business.
You are beautiful.
I try to be. All right, I'm going back to the chat room. Get yourself another caller.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Diane.
I love
Thanks,
you guys.
Doc.
You're fucking hot, both of you. Even if you make women puke. I'm sure they were puking out of sheer sexual tension.
I think the moment was a little much for her. Yeah, the moment was just too much for her.
Oh, God. Bye, guys.
Bye, Diane.
Bye.
Now, see how easy that is? You, too, can call in at 661-244-9852.
Excellent.
Thanks. I did that well, didn't I?
Yeah. Very professional sounding. I guess I could tell another great dating disaster. I won't go into too many details here, but it was
By
a chick
all
I met
means.
On the
go
internet.
Ahead.
I met her on the internet. I was living in Springfield, and she was living in Branson, Missouri.
On purpose?
And, so I went down there to Branson and I met her and we went and played miniature golf because that's what she wanted to do. And,
this wasn't Christy
Lane,
was it?
No. We have a caller, so I'll speed this up. Basically, we ended up back at her place on the couch, and all of a sudden she jumped up as she was busy undressing herself and then started crying, and then said, I promised myself I would stop doing this, and then ran into the bedroom, and I sat there on the couch for like just a few minutes, and then she came back out of the bedroom and she was
like apologizing and crying and saying that she told herself she was going to stop just, you know, sleeping around. And I'm like, well, you can stop tomorrow. And
so let's
and
see.
She was definitely, clearly she was off her meds. So I got out of there as soon as I could the next morning. But anyway, it was a very
ladies
strange.
And gentlemen, it's always the quiet ones. Let's see. So far we've found out that J-Man has made a chick puke, has made her cry, and then turned her to Jesus. You're
it's
amazing.
It's just part of my talent that people don't realize, I guess.
You're the everyman.
Okay, we have a caller.
Scarborough, Maine, hello.
Bitches, what's going on?
Is this the doc?
Hey, hello, guys, what's going on? I don't know about the party in Bagwine, but the party in Charlotte is rocking.
Are you drinking your Dos Equis?
That's coming up next. I'm actually giving you guys a call while trying to attend to a grill and waving at hey, what's up, babe? Waving at passersby. So,
outstanding.
Who's going to win this game today? The Chicago Bears or the Carolina Panthers, guys? Who's going to win?
Yes.
I think so. Hey, Doc. Since you're calling from Charlotte, I'm going to assume that we're going to hear this at some point. Whoops.
I could walk out into traffic and we could try that out and see if anyone's will blow their horn at me if you want.
You know there's somebody driving around with that horn on their car down there.
It's probably John Edwards.
Got his Rael or whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah,
his girlfriend sitting there, and they got their kid jumping up and down and dancing on the front seat while he's driving 65 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone in his muscle car.
Rael Hunter's in the next parking lot over here. Hey, baby, hey.
Uh-huh. So what are we cooking on the grill?
Well, the charcoal is still percolating. Our tailgate that I wanted to start at 9 a.m. has run into some severe behind problems, but that's not my fault. I was awake early this morning, so we're gonna put out brats, and my son wants a regular hot dog instead of a brat, and of course.
We know what a brat is.
Salad.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Are you related to Mike?
Let me guess. Mike who?
No.
Continue.
Doc wasn't listening. Go ahead. So you got the charcoal going. You're getting ready to throw the brats on there.
We're going to try and get them cooked and eaten before kickoff time, but something tells me I have a funny feeling we're going to miss kickoff.
Is this a 1 o'clock game?
That's never happened.
Is it a 1 o'clock game?
It is. Oh, God, I wish it was a 4 o'clock game. God.
Yeah.
But, gentlemen, I'll be interested to hear who you think is going to win, whether it's going to be the Panthers or the Bears today.
Oh, I think it's going to be the Panthers because I don't think Todd Collins is the answer at quarterback for anybody. And in fact, I'd be surprised if Collins makes it through the whole game.
I love the way you think.
I don't think anybody rushed to add Todd Collins to their fantasy team this week.
They'd have a better chance with Derek Anderson.
What was that, Doc?
I'm being paged. I'm going to have to run. Enjoy the rest of your broadcast, and I'll hit up your link and listen to the rebroadcast later on this evening.
Excellent. Have fun at the game,
talk
dude.
See you guys later.
Yep.
Be good.
All right. Have fun, Doc.
Okay. You know what time it is, don't you, Matt?
What time is it, Jay? Oh! As always, that cracks me up.
Time for our NFL,
it's time, dude. Ladies and gentlemen. I know you've been waiting for this. It's time for our weekly I'm with Stupid Football Picks of the Week. And this week, Jay, our picks are brought to you by a new sponsor.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
and
all right, then.
Let me get right to it. Are you one of the millions of Americans who is looking for love, over 40 years old, is a roofer, or has the hots for tool belt-wearing roofers, and are single? Well, skip the sleazy bar scene, the noisy bowling alley, and the Lowe's and Home Depot stores, and go to the new roofer dating website, where the pitch is always perfect, over40shingles.com. That's right, over40shingles.com. Sign up, log in, and we guarantee that you'll find the perfect roofer you want to nail and all the wood that you need. Over40shingles.com.
Excellent. Okay.
What's our first game this week, J-Man?
First game this week is Jacksonville at Buffalo.
Yes, I saw that on your list, and the first word out of my mouth was, why?
Well, this is a great matchup of two really bad football teams. In fact, these teams are so bad they may not even broadcast the game in either Jacksonville or Buffalo.
They may not even play it.
But this is, in fact, the Nipsey Russell tribute game.
And what do you mean by that?
Weekly feature. Well, Nipsey Russell, of course, is TV's poet laureate from back in the day, the Dean Martin celebrity roast and laugh in, and was a great, great guy, and known for being able to put together a pithy little poem about just about anything. And so I thought I would do a little tribute to him each week with one of the games.
Well, go right ahead, Jay.
Okay, then. Football is the most popular sport in the nation. It's so fun to watch you won't even change the station, except for when the Jaguars shuffle off to Buffalo, because quite simply, fans, this game is going to blow.
Oh, if only Phyllis Diller were here to chime in on that.
Oh, man. Well, I'd like to have a dating disaster with her, let me tell you.
Oh, she is hot.
So, anyway, I'm going to take Jacksonville.
As am I.
Oh, and by the way, sports fans, it just should point out that...
I don't even want to hear this.
Matt Mann is 8-14, and I am 10-12. So obviously, if you're looking for a couple of experts to help you degenerates out there on your next trip to Vegas, we are the guys to call.
There's a reason that this show is called I'm with Stupid.
Exactly, and these are stupid football picks. So, what game have you got for us?
Okay, my first one is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Indianapolis Colts. And we're going to find out if the Chiefs are real. The Colts are a little banged up, but they do have the Frenchman back, Pierre Garçon, even though he's not French. He's what, Haitian or Jamaican or whatever. But it's always fun to say Pierre Garçon. And if I was a sportscaster... That's how I would do it. Pierre Garçon.
He does speak with an outrageous French accent, though.
Throw the ball to me. But I think
and he, has, when he and he stands there on the sideline with his little beret, smoking a cigarette.
I think the Colts, even though I think they're going to be without Austin Collie today, which I don't know because he's on my fantasy football team, so I have to start someone instead of him, little bastard. I'm going with the Colts and Pierre Garçon.
Yes. Well, you know, Kansas City makes me think of barbecue, and barbecue makes me think of Memphis also, and Memphis makes me think of Elvis, and Elvis makes me think of Forrest Gump. And Forrest Gump played at Alabama. I hate Alabama, so I'm going to take Indy.
In that, I followed that logic perfectly. You are a freaking genius.
Again, I'm at my best in the mornings. Just for you ladies out there. I've never made anybody puke or cry in the morning.
Wrong, Jay. Wrong.
Okay. Our next
What's
game.
What's your next game there, J-Man?
Next game is the New York Football Giants at the Houston Texans. And since I have the sound file, this works perfectly for Houston also. Anyway, oftentimes that's followed up by this. Anyway, I'm going to take the Texans. I have no real reason for this.
When you said you were going to bring this game up, you know, after our show prep, and I confused the hell out of you, as I picked a game that you had already picked out.
Yeah, a little more really, focus, if you don't mind.
I need to drink more prior to the show prep. I blame it on my son. But this game left me really confused because, as you know, everything's bigger in Texas, and that's where they're playing. But how can anything be bigger than a giant? So, I'm going with the Texans as well.
Okay.
For no
well,
apparent
Texas
reason.
Texas Giants are bigger than New York Giants, I guess.
Exactly. And Andre Johnson says he's going to play, and Arian Foster. I'll go with the Texans.
All right, and I'm just noticing there on the crawl on ESPN a little breaking news for you: Austin Collie is listed as active for today's game.
Well,
for
I
now active. Yeah. But he is active.
That's how my whole team has been this year. Slightly active is how my team has played.
Hey, my team scored 28 points last week.
I know.
If you want a quarterback killed, put trade him to me and I'll start him, and he'll go down. That's the second time in 4 weeks my quarterback has been carted off the field.
Well, let me know, Jay. I'm putting Derek Anderson on the trading block.
Oh, well, everybody will rush to that. And our last game that we want to cover is the Minnesota Vikings at the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets.
And this
we even
is
had
the
this
drama poll of the week.
Absolutely. I believe that Brett Favre will make a small appearance in this show.
Even though he's listed as questionable, I think whether he plays or not, he's going to score at least 3 times. You couldn't see that one coming, could you, people?
I think that the Jets' defense will be a bit much, and I expect Favre to be, well, a little flaccid today.
I have
one thing for all those people out there who have, over the years, have been telling everybody that Brett Favre is a huge dick. Turns out, not so much.
But he does have good taste in women.
Well, he does. Yes, he does.
Just don't get cancer, ladies.
So are you taking the Jets?
I think I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings because I think Brett has something to prove.
Or something to compensate for.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that will be that's the only game we're differing on this week, because I'm going to go ahead and
exactly.
take the Jets.
Not that it matters. They'll all be wrong. Even the ones we disagreed on, they'll all be ties.
It could happen. Okay, so we got 4 minutes left, and I guess it's time for our shout-outs. Do you have any special shout-out you wanted to make this week?
Other than, once again, Snugs, for being so entertaining, I do have a shout-out to people who follow Bagwine Ruminations this Thursday, and we won't be broadcasting before then, or maybe even after then. But I'd like to give out a shout-out, a happy birthday shout-out to my friend Pizza Bill, who will be 41 this week.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
All righty. Well, we have the Seeing Clearly wants to know if she missed out on the Jewish babes. No, you didn't miss out on the Jewish babes because you are the Jewish babes. You're the only one.
There you go.
Babe.
And I think we did mention Mary Magdalene.
And we did. She was a Jewish babe. No doubt about it.
She was hot.
Ah, very. And by the way, folks, if you have a blog out there, the label or tags Jewish babes is a hit magnet. Lots of people looking for it.
Oh, I know what I need to say before we exit today. Every Friday and or Saturday morning, we have a hot, smart, I'm with stupid babe of the week. So if you're hot and you're smart and you'd like to send us your picture, we'll put you up on the website. And, you know, if you're smart, in my book, that makes you hot. So send
Absolutely.
That our way.
And if you're smart and funny, you're super hot. Uber hot.
Uber hot.
Exactly. Okay. So, well, we want to do our usual end-of-show shout-outs to Dr. Anonymous every Thursday, 9 p.m. right here on this network. And then, from time to time, when he can, and he's not on call or whatever, because he is a real-life doctor, on Saturdays with the... his co-host, speaking of Uber Hot, his co-host, Warrior Cat. That's on Saturdays, also at 9 p.m. usually, or sometimes a little earlier. And, of course, we have Annie and Burrow Live every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. An hour and a half of fun and frivolity and, dare I say, jocularity.
I love that word.
And 90 seconds, okay. And, of course, on Monday nights at 10 p.m. is Music on the Couch with Vinnie Bond, and his guests are usually a couple of independent musical acts who are out there trying to get it done in the music industry, and usually pretty damn good. So check those shows out. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and search for them or...
whatever.
Give me a holler, and I'll give you the link. And that's all I've got. Matt, is that all you've got?
That is all I have for today, Jay. It's been a wonderful show, and as always, nice talking to you and to all of our wonderful guests.
Thank everybody in the chat room, everybody who's listening live, and everybody's going to listen in archives. Listen early and often, folks.
That's
And thanks
right.
for Diane and Mike for calling.
Exactly.
And we'll see you next week.